when we win a medal and we go to, we put the flags up, which one's New Zealand?
It's hard to tell, isn't it?
It is hard to tell. I mean, you and I know that it's like 5 stars against 4 stars,
mm-hmm.
but you tell that to the Europeans if you're over there and you see our flag going up on a medal dais and Australia's got theirs as well. You just can't tell the difference except for the national anthem when it's sung. So I'm in favour of the change there. And also, while I was over there, I'm talking about Berlin now.
Yes.
What they do is, when they catch the graffiti artists, they take their photos, put their photos in the paper, and they line them up against the memorial or the walls that they've defaced, and they have to paint them off. They just have to paint them off. They can't get away with it. And it's so good to hear someone say, oh, look, that's the guy that had his photo in the paper for defacing the memorial or something. They never do it again.
And do you, actually, on that school of thought, Stuart, do you remember when the Christchurch Press used to publish those who were up on drunk driving charges?
Oh, yes.
And that was another way to name and shame, but those days are gone too. Do we need to start resorting to this again?
Well,
not just for drunk drivers, but for those who tag.
Oh, look, I think we do. Look, they've started back on Stanmore Road around that area, the Linwood area.
They have too.
Oh, it's shocking there. I've rung the council. I've pointed out what they've done, and they've been there within 2 days.
Good.
And wiped out or painted out all the graffiti that they've done. And you've got to look at it this way too. Some of these graffiti artists, they go into people's property.
Don't call them artists, Stuart. They are violating offenders.
I'm sorry.
They don't even deserve to be known as artists. They're not artists. They're idiots.
You're right. They are. They are. And when they go into people's property and put messages on garages or on their fences, that's a criminal offence as well.
Of course it is. It's like their dogs that pee and urinate to leave their mark. It's like they're leaving their mark. I don't understand it. I don't understand the mentality behind it. What are they trying to say? Look at me. I've managed to use my black spray paint on something sacred. I don't understand what they're trying to achieve.
Well, look, I'll finish with, I was at the bus stop, pouring rain like we've had overnight.
Oh, it's been awful,
going
hasn't
into
it?
Work.
Mm.
He didn't see me, and I looked across and I saw this guy, this young guy starting to, I thought, crikey, he's painting that fence across the road.
Mm.
And I ran across and said, hey, what the hell do you think you're doing? He ran like buggery down Stanmore Road. I couldn't catch him. He got into a car and shot off in a car, but I gave him a fright. I did try to catch him, and at least I stopped one fence from getting defaced.
Good. But that's the point, though. They know what they're doing is wrong.
You're right. Look, the other...
And I'm sick of hearing the argument, oh, they're just bored teenagers with nothing better to do. There's plenty to do in this city. Don't give me the argument there's nothing to do.
Oh,
that is the weakest... Don't you reckon that's so weak, that argument?
Yep. And they're all done at night. They're never done during the daytime.
No, they're cowards.
They're caught.
That's right, they're cowards.
That's the word. I was going to use that. That's what they are. They're cowards.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so as far as you're concerned, name and shame then, Stuart.
Dead right.
Nice to hear from you. Have a lovely day.
Okay. Well,
good on you. Take it easy. Bye-bye. So what do you make of this? It is disgusting, isn't it, to see that the CDV sign, when I say the sign that says, please respect this site, has been graffitied. To me, I don't know, to me that seems almost worse than the chairs being wrecked. Because the sign specifically says, please respect this site. So, and look, it's lovely to hear that some security companies have come to the party saying we are happy to install CCTV cameras to film potential vandalism. But I don't think we should do it in secret. We should make sure that people don't know there's cameras in that area. Because let's name and shame them. Do we need to do what they do in the United States? Orange jumpsuits, everybody. Photo goes in the paper. Regardless of their age. And are you in an area in Canterbury that's been hit quite hard lately by graffiti? How much of an annoyance is it to you? Get on the phone, give us a call this morning.
I'm Mickey Connors from Propeller Property Investments asking, did you know that by buying just one investment property, you could pay off your home mortgage faster? Well, Propeller can show you how. Email propellerproperties.co.nz right now.
If you need temporary staff qualified in manufacturing or logistics, call AWF.
We're on our way.
Now, they can airlift a 20-stone donkey out of the lake without piss firing. They can find staff for you, no sweat. From driving to food processing, warehouse and distribution to pick and pack. They've even got a fork operator who specialises in moving around donkeys. Not really. AWF, finding qualified workers to save. Like yours, since 1988. AWF Manufacturing and Logistics. Right people, job done.
It's huge. It's a manufacturer's bed sellout at Brownies Mattress Direct, and today's the last day. Rush in for selected beds at below wholesale prices. That's right, below wholesale prices. Plus, you can buy today on no deposit, 20 months interest free, and no repayment until April 2014. Today's the last day of the huge manufacturer's bed sellout, only at Brownies Mattress Direct. The doors are wide open until 8 tonight at 128 Morehouse Avenue.
What do you get when you work with Bailey's Real Estate to sell your home?
More buyers. You get the right buyers from 40 years of Bailey's established buyer databases and over 60 offices throughout New Zealand and the Pacific. You get buyers qualified by dedicated real estate salespeople, supported by Bailey's vast marketing resources, including internet, database and media specialists, and backed up by Bailey's Market Research Division.
You get more buyers.
Contact Bailey's now. Licensed REAA.
Me again, Nikki Connors from Propeller Property Investments. Yes, you can pay off your home mortgage faster with just one investment property, and you don't need a cash deposit. Go to propellerproperties.co.nz. Our service is free.
News Talk ZB, Canterbury Mornings with Chris Lynch. Thanks for your company this morning. Well, plenty of people discussing penalties, if our penalties for taggers are tough enough, on our Facebook page. We at News Talk ZB, like many people around the city this morning, are simply disgusted by the actions of a few morons who continue to vandalise a memorial to the victims of the Christchurch earthquake. More cheers, as you may know, at the 185 empty chair memorial on Madras Street have been smashed over the weekend. And I find this worse, actually, and the sign asking people to respect the CTV site was left with tagging on it. I'm keen to get your thoughts this morning. Are penalties for our taggers in this city tough enough? 340-1098 or 0800-80-1080 is the only way to stop this kind of behaviour, by naming and shaming them. We've got one spare line. Get on the phone, give us a call. Also, of course, over the weekend, Prime Minister John Key has reignited the old chestnut debate, changing our New Zealand flag to something more like having a white silver fern on a black background. Are you supportive of this? Or do you think leave our flag alone? 340-1098 or 0800-80-1080. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
What do you reckon, leave the flag alone or change it?
Well, I think at the moment there's a trend towards changing the flag. The last poll that was held on a debate on TV3 indicated 61% now preferred change. So that's definitely a very big sea change in opinion polls regarding the flag.
And where do you stand on the matter?
Well, I think in principle if we get an attractive alternative design, I would go with it. But it'd have to be a viable design that would be, you know, very attractive and something similar to Canada. If that was a design that came through, then I would support it.
Do you like the look of the silver fern, the white silver fern on a black ground? Do you think that's the best option?
I think we need to add another colour to that silver fern flag. The black and white are a bit, I would say...
Insipid?
It's a bit dour, I think. We need to probably add a bit of red or something. And, you know, they're often... people who from overseas who don't understand the design would probably maybe view that as a white feather or something. And it has also been described as a pirate flag as well by some commentators.
Well, we don't want that. We don't want to be seen as a pirate country.
No.
See, a couple of designs on our Facebook page this morning. One I quite like the look of, to be fair, and that is the one with the silver fern in the middle, but there's also... blue on the right-hand side, red on the left, and it's got four stars.
Right.
So it's still in keeping, I suppose, with the traditional look, but I guess it gives it a more contemporary look. Do you like that one?
Well,
do you know the one I mean?
I think really that design is contemporary, as you say, but it also makes reference to our history. You know, you've got the red, white and blue, which a lot of New Zealanders still identify with.
Mm. And I think it's nice. I do agree with you that the black one looks a bit too much. It reminds me of Destiny Church or something, a little bit too aggressive.
Well, possibly so. As I say, black and white are pretty dour, and they do need another colour to lift it, that's for sure.
All right, John, hey, thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Good on you. Bill, good morning to you.
Yes, hello, Chris. It's just not so much about the graffiti that happened over the weekend up at the CTV site, but generally about graffiti in Christchurch. There's a few of us here at the Hoonhae area that are registered with the council to get rid of graffiti around where we live.
Good on you.
And
it's a little voluntary work, I suspect.
Yeah,
yep.
The council is really good. They provide the paint and the floral vests, paint brushes, and they provide all this material. All you have to do is call the city council and say, you know, you want to be part of this graffiti busting team. And believe me, it does work. We've cleaned up graffiti here around the Hoonhae area, around the PMH, and all around this area. And there's none at the moment.
Bill, are you having to do this quite a lot, though? Or have you seen a decrease, at least? Are the idiots giving up?
Yeah, they do give up. And when you talk to the council, they'll put you on to the lady who's responsible for the graffiti team, and she'll come out and give you a briefing. But what actually happens is that once something is graffitied and the graffiti is removed, the taggers will come back. Generally speaking, they will come back. But after you've removed it the second time, they tend to give up because they realize that we've got more paint than they do.
Well, that's right.
And there's several places here along Cashmere Road that have been done about three times, but because we've got rid of it, they've given up and probably gone somewhere else. But the most amazing thing is that you really get a lot of satisfaction out of doing this as a volunteer. You know, you're actually making a difference. And you can't go on private property, and you can't paint out the chorus boxes or Orion boxes, but you can call them. There are toll-free numbers to call these Orion and Chorus, and they will come out within a couple of days and get rid of the graffiti.
Which is good.
Yeah, so it's a really good...
Well, it is nice to hear, Bill, that your group is doing positive things in the community and you're noticing a decrease in Hoonhae. Good on you.
Yeah, it does make a difference. And I really look... These people that are recently retired, they have a bit of spare time. I really urge them to get involved because you can make a difference, believe me.
Good on you, Bill. Have a great day.
Okay,
thanks for calling in this morning. Interesting comment made on our Facebook page this morning. John writes, it's not just the earthquake memorials or signs. The cenotaph at New Brighton is continually tagged, rather. He's completely right. I was at New Brighton not too long ago. It is still, I don't know if it's new graffiti or old graffiti, but it is still there. John writes, there is simply no respect at all today, but that is a result of our namby-pamby PC attitude these days. John writes, at prenatal classes a few years ago, we were told by a qualified person that we should not say no to our children. It would give them a negative attitude growing up. Discipline in our schools has gone. You can't smack your kids. And here we have the result. No respect for public or other private property. I think, John, you make an excellent point, really. I think we are living in a namby-pamby PC attitude society. But that's because there's money to be made by living in a PC attitude. There are plenty of PC police out there, plenty of bureaucratic bumbling idiots where they make money by being PC, frankly. We are discussing this morning, though, are penalties tough enough for taggers? Particularly when it comes to, this clown that has decided to tag the CTV sign that says, please respect this site, I think is the lowest of the low. I think this is probably in line with those who violate and graffiti gravestones, if not worse. What do you reckon? Should we start naming and shaming taggers like they do in the States, regardless of their age? get on the phone. Give me a call this morning, 340-1098, 0800-80-1080. We'll take a quick break. It's 29 past 9.
It's the last day of the manufacturer's bid sellout at Brownies Metro Street, 1 to 8 Morehouse Ave, Tour. It's the last day of the manufacturer's bid sellout at Brownies Metro Street, 1 to 8 Morehouse Ave. Doors wide open till 8 tonight, but make sure you do get in before then to check out some of these incredible deals like this.